Welcome back to Pop Culture Failure, where we watch a show from our youth to see how it stands up. I'm Sky.
I'm Jake.
And we're watching Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation, episode number 24.
Unchain My Heart, part 3.
There's vampires in this one, and Bone Steel.
Just like the last two.
Yeah.
And the next one.
Probably. We're almost done.
Yay.
Real close.
This is the most inconsistently written episode of a very inconsistently written show.
Yeah, at one point, it very much stops, and then there's still more story to tell. Like, the main plot line had ended, and then they're like, oh, wait, shit, we still got 5 minutes. So then they did another thing.
It just keeps going.
Yeah.
I mean, just the whole show.
Well, it just no.
Keeps happening.
It very much ends.
Not yet.
So we watched this thing.
And then you sighed.
I moved this weekend, so I wasn't sure if we were going to be able to do this, and then we did.
I was really disappointed when we did.
I'm glad we took the time. We carved it out of the weekend. We watched this episode where nothing happens.
Sky, did you know that we're in New York City?
I did, because of subways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we open up. I was mistaken. Bone Steel is not camped out on a boat. He's on a roof somewhere.
Which even now, we can't tell that.
No.
You don't know that until they explain that later in the episode.
It is, yeah.
Once they say it's a roof, it's very clearly a roof. As if they didn't decide it was a roof until halfway through filming this episode.
That seems likely. So, Leonardo is watching Bone Steel.
Who has a new, like a totally new costume.
But only for this opening scene.
Yeah, he's got like a new jumpsuit and a new hat and goggles.
I kind of dig the hat, honestly.
It's a sweet hat and a sweet goggle.
He looks like a Digimon character. But he's mumbling to himself like he does. Because, you know, always. Insane ramblings about how the turtles disrespect the hunt and disrespect him. And now he's becoming a laughingstock. Did he tell other people that there are giant monster turtles? I guess if he was like, I'm going to sell these turtles, I need to tell people that there are, in fact, giant turtles. But maybe have the turtle first so you have proof immediately.
Right.
You're just poor planning, sir, and it's not their fault that you can't plan ahead.
Now let me ask you this.
What the fuck is that weapon?
He's got some weird gun that has rubber hoses to tie off to do heroin?
Maybe that's not a spear gun, it's just one giant syringe for heroin.
And that's whatever tragic backstory he has. Heroin is involved somehow.
While he was in Transylvania, fell in with a bad crowd of drug-dealing vampires.
Transylvanian heroin is the best heroin.
It's true.
Look it up.
Well, what it is, you know, instead of needle drugs, the vampires shoot up homeless people and then suck the blood full of heroin out of them. That way they don't have any track marks.
That is,
so their moms don't get mad at them.
That is so detailed that I am a little worried about you and what you're up to.
I saw it in a Blade movie or something.
Is that true?
No.
Okay.
There is a warehouse full of homeless people that the vampires are basically milking for blood, but that's sort of different from what I just laid out.
Sort of.
But that's where I got the inspiration.
I think I've only seen the first Blade when it came out.
The first one's pretty good. Second one's okay. Third one is bizarre.
Well, that's because Wesley Snipes was doing heroin or whatever he was doing at the time.
I think it was just copious amounts of marijuana.
There's probably a little cocaine in there.
Maybe, but
cocaine.
Patton Oswalt's story only mentions marijuana.
Oh, okay.
And I'm inclined to believe him.
Yeah. I wish Patton Oswalt had worked on this show because he can't keep his fucking mouth shut about things, so he tells all kinds of neat, silly things.
That's true.
I said that in a negative light, but it's a good thing that he doesn't keep his mouth shut about things.
The dude loves to talk.
Yep.
He made a career of it. Anyway, you can tell we really want to talk about this episode.
You say that every episode.
Bone Steel is wearing a suit. I think he's wearing his... Maybe there's an action figure of him where he had suction cups so he could, like, stalk... Like, Night Stalker, Bone Steel.
Also, he seems to be climbing down his own... Off of his roof.
Yeah, instead of, like, taking the stairs. Because he's got suction... He's got, like...
Suction cup hands and knees.
Yeah, but they're pretty clearly just, like, plungers that they took off the sticks and taped to him. I don't know what the plan is or why he's doing it,
right,
but Leonardo's
also
watching him.
At this point, we didn't realize that he was climbing off of his own roof. So I guess I thought he was just like climbing down to like sneak up on someone.
Because that would have made sense
way more
in some
sense,
way.
Yeah. So he has to suction cup his way down every time he leaves his house.
It seems very impractical.
Then he leaves his jumpsuit down at the bottom, like Mr. Rogers style. Then he puts it back on and it climbs up.
I guess, but he doesn't wear it when he's in his house.
Any other time we see him at his house?
Yeah. I don't know, but Leonardo's hunting bone steel is basically what that stupid cold open was for.
The problem is we can describe so quickly the, like 2.5 minutes that it takes them to say anything.
But we get the credits, and when we come back, we get a shot of like Central Park with a bunch of people laying in it, and
to
then
show that the sun is out.
And then over to the haunted manor where Vammy is holding a tube of sunscreen, and the kids are like, "Why don't you put on some sunscreen? It's lovely. It's cool. It's creamy."
But here's the thing. They call it suntan lotion, which is different than sunscreen and sunblock. Sunblock literally blocks the sun. Suntan lotion helps you tan.
Yes, which would only increase them burning, I would assume.
You don't get a good... I don't think you get a good enough look at the bottle she's holding to know if it's actually suntan lotion or sunblock. But sunblock is what a vampire would need.
Yeah.
But also in an amount that they probably would look ridiculous wearing. So what's the point?
Yeah. Well, either way, she's not having it, and then she money shots it into Bing's eyes.
That's true. Also, do they want to wear it because it blocks the sun, or just because it feels good on their weird vampire skin?
Well, the little girl seems to like it because it feels creamy, whatever that means,
and
it's cool. I would assume that you'd wear it so you wouldn't burn, because even moonlight is reflected sunlight and should burn you still.
Ah. I mean, it's so diluted by the point it gets to you, you're probably fine.
I don't know, you're not a vampire.
I'm not a lot of things.
But ultimately, Vammy is just anxious because she's going to die in like 24 hours.
Who can blame her?
Die for goods, I guess.
So it's daylight at this point. So by the time the episode ends and it's nighttime, she is like out of time. It has been the 4 days.
Probably.
Or real close to it.
She's definitely feeling it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She's very anxious. We cut away and we get an establishing shot, and there's a manhole cover that says fire on it.
Yeah, so the fire can go in there.
Is that how it works?
I don't know.
Okay. Does anybody know what that is? Because it's not like a hydrant. It's a hole in the ground.
Maybe they throw a pump down there and it sucks the water out to spray water.
And just spritz a fire with raw
shit
sewage.
Water, yeah. Probably sucks up the turtle stuff. Our stuff.
Oh, damn it.
Got sprayed into a fire again.
But we go back to the lair, and Venus is holding some beads and praying or something. I don't know. She's meditating, I guess.
To show the contrast of what Donatello's doing, which is science for a second.
He's got goggles and a hammer, and he takes the heart and he hits it with a hammer.
And Vammy reacts every time he hits the heart with a hammer.
He also yells bada boom every time he swings it, and it's super fucking annoying.
Also, you don't get to see him actually hit the heart because there's no way he could do it. He's just cut away.
Not only can he not see, the costume, like the turtle head, is also wearing goggles, so the slits are also covered, so he can't see anything.
He's blinder than ever.
Yeah, but Donatello, Raphael, and Michelangelo are being dicks to Venus because she...
Because she's a girl.
Well, there is that, but like she's trying to figure out, you know, how to destroy the heart, and they're trying to do the same. But they're not working as a team. Donatello does the thing that I said, and he throws the heart into a microwave. But I think it's the science microwave with the switch, and he turned it over to science.
Instead of popcorn.
Right. And he's analyzing it instead of just microwaving it. But whatever. And then Venus yells at him, and he yells back. And then he goes on for like 3 minutes about a pun saying they need to beat the heart. Heartbeat. Beat heart. Heart. Beat. Beat heart. Heart. Heartbeat. Heartbeat.
Are you done?
That's about as long as it
did
everyone.
It's awful.
It was real bad.
Every time.
Hey, God, the turtles in character, I don't know if it was in character or if it was actor choices, no one reacted at all. They just all walked away from him.
Done.
But we cut back over to the haunted mansion.
Haunted hotel.
Whatever. And for whatever reason, Vammy thinks that something there is attacking her.
No, I think she feels that there's something in the room. She's looking for it. And she's not wrong. Because at first I thought she was looking for the heart.
Yeah, that's what it looks like she's doing.
No, she knows someone's in the room, and someone is. It's Bone Steel. He's disguised as a chair.
Yep. Yeah, he is.
Somehow they didn't notice the chair was a completely different color.
And
so he gets
it
up,
also
you see it's a blue chair.
Walked over by itself. But whatever. Bone Steel is there. He's got a stake. And he's like, I just want to talk to you guys, like... I know we keep bumping into each other, and you want turtles, and I want turtles. Maybe we should work together. That's a very concise way of saying what he says using, like, 4,000 words.
He doesn't even get to let's work together before they're like, nope, get out of here.
They literally throw him out the window. They defenestrate him, which is great, but he survives the impact, even though they're ambiguous stories up.
I think they just throw him in the hallway.
No, they throw him out because he lands on the street.
We'll see in a second.
Well, Vammy also says that the chair clashes with her drapes. I think they have a balcony there. That's why it looks like a door. But they definitely throw him out. So I am incorrect in that they throw him out a window.
Oh, yeah, they do throw him off. He fell into the street. I just thought they threw him out the door.
Maybe his chair costume saved him?
I was real confused why they were so satisfied and he was only like 3 feet away. That makes more sense.
Yeah. And Vammy, after they throw him out, says, I hate obnoxious furniture. Ha! Bonesteel walks away, and Leonardo just pops out of the garbage because he was dressed as a garbage can. He continues hunting Bonesteel. I learned from watching you!
And then he continues to follow Bonesteel. And then here's where the boy turtles get real assholey.
Mm-hmm. So Venus is doing some pretty neat magic where she's, I don't know, casting text somehow? Yes. That's supposed to reveal the initial spells, I guess, for taking out a vampire?
Well, she says they're either how you kill a vampire or make cupcakes.
That's right. And it's pretty neat. Like, she's basically drawing it out of thin air, and she's like, this may be helpful. I can't super read it well, because it's like 4,000-year-old text, and nobody speaks it anymore.
And my master was busy watching a mirror while I got him tea, so I didn't learn that much.
Yeah. And Donatello starts giving her a lot of shit about not being able to read it. You can't read it either, dude.
And then she's like, I know like 6 languages. I can read a shitload.
I can read 10,000 characters in 14 different dialects across 3 languages. What can you do? You can hit a computer with your meaty paws.
Wait till it sparks and then you go, all right, it works.
I really hate all of the turtles except for Venus.
I don't know what they're all so threatened by.
Well, she's better than them in every way.
I mean, I guess they're just America, like, incarnate. Just threatened by a woman who might be a little bit smarter than them.
With a vague accent.
Yeah. She's not from here, and she's doing better than them because she actually tries and puts in the effort.
Yeah. She is constantly reading and meditating and centering herself and being good at being a ninja.
And they're just usually eating sandwiches and hanging around.
But eventually she's like, you know what? Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Grabs her shit and leaves.
Right? As she should.
Yeah, I'm glad she
done in episode 2.
All this time, I was like, Venus, just kill them, and then you'll have some quiet to focus. But she grabs the heart, and she leaves. And the other 3 turtles are like, well, guess that's not our problem anymore.
Yep.
They don't bother being like, hey, don't go. We just want to help you. They're like, fuck off.
So she pieces out, and she goes to an abandoned automotive garage? Is it abandoned, or is it just nighttime?
It could be both. I think Bonesteel, when he comes by, says that it's abandoned.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, so she just pulls out these scrolls, and she's like, she's going to start studying. But, like, we see the scrolls, and there's no, like, writing. It's all images.
Yeah, but you don't know what's contained within those images, guys.
I guess.
You're not a shinobi.
I'm not. You're correct.
And then Vammy seems to be getting, like, premonitions of where the heart is.
Yeah, well, it's not insulated by
sewer?
The ground,
by the lead pipes of New York City?
Yes. Because, yeah, she suddenly can feel, like, also, when Venus sets up shop there, she's like, let the heart call out to the night stalkers or whatever the fuck. Venus, I usually praise you a lot for being competent and stuff, but, like, maybe wait until you know how to kill them before right. you lure them into a trap?
Nah.
Yeah, it's fine.
They got it.
I mean, she is pretty diligent in her reading, but, like, she doesn't get there. But whatever, it's fine. She does learn the gist of one of the spells, even though the diagrams are for 5-fingered individuals, and she has a complement of 3.
You're being racist.
No, I'm speciesist.
Whatever.
The vampires turn into bats and Power Ranger their way over, and they're just in there?
Well, I mean, she probably didn't relock the door because she broke the lock, so.
And Vammy walks over, and she tries to grab her heart. Venus stops her, and then Vammy backs away instead of just taking it or punching Venus in the face.
And then she says, let the destroying begin.
Which is such a weird thing.
Sure is.
Oh, boy. There's an act break, and we come back, and Venus is doing sigils and saying some, I don't know, perhaps made up words. I don't know. But it doesn't work when she finishes, and then we cut over to the vampires, and they are sarcastically clapping, and Vammy just has this shitty grin on her face, and I kind of love that.
Yeah, but she doesn't have time to be fucking around like this.
That's true. She's got like 12 hours tops.
That stupid bitch.
Bone Steel happens to be walking by. Yeah, don't worry,
Bone Steel's here now.
And he smells Venus, because apparently that's a thing he can do now. And then,
oh yeah, that reminds me. So he can smell Venus inside this building, but he has yet to notice that Leonardo is following him around. Like, he's walking by and smells Venus. But Leonardo has been like 10 feet behind him the entire episode, and he hasn't gone, I smell the blue one.
Maybe Leo's been standing upwind this whole time?
Yeah, Leonardo did read that hunting book, you're right.
He read several hunting books.
I think it was just the one.
Oh, they showed us like four.
Doesn't matter. I don't care.
Vammy decides to send her little kids after Venus because she doesn't feel like doing anything herself.
And every time those two run at someone, that person ducks out of the way and they jump past whoever they're going to fight and fall into something. This time it's boxes.
Which turns out are as impenetrable as nets. Live and learn.
Those two are stuck in those boxes for the next 3 minutes.
They're essentially out of the fight. So Bone Steel is then able to identify not just a turtle, it's the female turtle.
You can smell her menstruation.
I didn't want to say it. I'm glad you did.
You knew I would.
Yeah. Then he identifies the heart, but he thinks it's like sausage of some sort.
Liver sausage.
That's it. And then Vammy and Venus fight a little bit. Doesn't go great for anybody. And then Bone Steel is just at the top of the warehouse. And then he comes in with his blunderbuss.
Maybe he suction cupped his way up there.
Maybe, but he didn't have a special suit.
Okay, so now he picks up this huge wrench, well, just to say...
No. Leonardo hucks that wrench at him while he's going to shoot Venus with the blunderbuss.
But he picks it up just to say, someone threw a wrench into my plans, then tosses it away.
Instead of hucking it back at Leonardo?
No, instead of walking over to Leonardo and smashing his goddamn shell open until his guts spill on the ground.
That's true. That would have been an option.
That wrench was huge. He could have killed that turtle with it. One blow to the head with that wrench and the turtle is done.
Probably
vampires done, girl turtle done. He could have beat all of them with that wrench.
Well, I would argue that he's not competent enough to do that. All the times we've seen him before, but yes, a more competent person could have done that.
Or a baby. So instead he picks up a fucking fender.
No, that's a bumper.
I'm sorry.
Or maybe you're right, actually.
I'm pretty sure it's a fender.
Venus picks up two of those cross... It's not a tire iron, but it loses lug nuts, but there's four ends, and she's using those as weapons, as melee weapons, and those seem super awkward to use, but I guess I don't have three fingers, so whatever. I don't know.
You've also never been in a hand-to-hand combat fight with a vampire.
That's true. Vammy picks up a tire iron instead of anybody having a real martial arts weapon.
Also, you could bash someone's fucking brain in with that, too.
It's true. She tries very hard. Well, she tries hard. She tries. Leonardo is just spinning Bone Steel around and slams him into some car parts, and a cone falls on his head. He's trapped.
So now there are two people caught in boxes and one person trapped in a cone.
Yeah.
Although he gets out of that cone pretty quick. But
yeah, but still, it was on his head for far too long.
Yes.
And then Leonardo picks up some inner tubes that I guess we're supposed to think are tires, and he throws like seven of them over Vammy while she stands there and lets it happen. And Venus kicks it over and then rolls her at the other two. To which Leonardo says something about, wow, you are awesome at bowling.
Didn't they teach her how to do bowling?
They did. She used that exact thing on Dragonlord. Even though there are enormous inner tubes, Vammy is trapped somehow.
I mean, she's ancient and has been effectively dead for 70 years. She doesn't know what an inner tube is. So she's got that going on her in her favor.
I guess.
On her favor.
Bone Steel grabs the heart and bails. Leonardo decides that they're done there, and he and Venus also bail. And then they go back to the lair where Splinter's just like, hey, what happened? Where is Venus?
And they're
like,
why did you guys eat dicks and chase her off?
She left? And none of you thought to go help her? And like, yeah, no, we didn't. We really didn't.
We just wanted to sit here.
Splinter, he's just about done with them also.
And they were like, she was being a girl. And he was like, no, she was being a shinobi.
You know, she was being a girl. She was talking about shopping, and she loves having periods.
She tried to tell us what to do. Couldn't handle that.
We couldn't give her a moment to read about the thing. We had to give her shit until she literally couldn't stand it anymore and had to leave.
And not, it wasn't even like they were trying to do something in the room and she was trying to do something. They were literally sitting and watching her and bothering her while she was trying to do it.
They were actively distracting her.
Yeah.
Ugh, what a bunch of assholes.
So she tells Splinter that she failed, you know, because she did.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sparked. It just didn't do anything
because she didn't have time to learn anything because those guys were being dicks.
That's right. And then Donatello's like, you basically just, like, lost a leaky radioactive drum. Hey, asshole, you chased her out.
It wasn't Leonardo, it was Donatello.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I don't know why.
It's only important because Leonardo then busts in and makes a big speech.
A really unnecessarily long one.
I've been hunting the hunter and the hunter's been hunting the heart, which is not true. The hunter's been hunting the turtles and the turtles have been hanging out with the heart.
Yeah, the turtles just have the heart.
The only person who's been hunting the heart is the vampire, and he has not been hunting the vampire. He's been hunting the hunter. It's very confusing.
Yeah, he could have just said Bone Steel has the heart.
Yeah. Then they all get their weapons, and is there an extra sound effect than there usually is? Like, each one seems to have, like, a boing and a woo-woo-woo-woo-woo every time they pick one up.
Maybe.
Also, Leonardo picks up his sword after standing there twirling it around at everyone while giving a speech.
They didn't want to...
I know you're not fazed by that anymore, but I still find it amusing.
So we cut over to Bone Steel. He is talking to the heart now because, of course, he is. And he's talking about eating it. He wants to grill it with, or fry it up with garlic and onions or something. I don't know. It's super weird.
I mean, it seems like the most regular thing he's said so far. And then he does this really weird, like, stroke of a box that's attached to his chair.
Yeah.
Is that the electric box when he kicks out the electricity later? Yes. Is that what that is? Okay.
But they do not address that at any point beforehand, and they don't make it clear what it is up until then. It's
only in retrospect that it's something.
Yeah. I remember we were watching it, and we both went, what the fuck? What was that?
Yeah. I tend to miss things, but you usually don't, so...
Well, this one, they didn't bother showing us stuff. There's like, yeah.
And then I feel like the getting into the cars montage is longer than usual.
I agree.
It's so long. I'm pretty sure they show the headlight of the motorcycle 4 times. There's one.
Yeah, they do a lot of driving B-roll. They're real short this week. And then we see Venus get in the front seat, and then one shot there's Michelangelo is three. Instead in the front seat. Raphael does the one 4. Where the muffler falls off.
Yeah. Yeah, we did see a shot of his headlight 4 different times.
It's super weird.
One of those might have been the headlight of the Hummer, but either way, it's a shot of a headlight. And then old Daddy Splinter goes back for a beer, muttering about all the monsters that they've met this season.
So the vampires already knew where Bone Steel was, but they waited till the turtles started driving to race them, I guess?
It's hard to say.
Now Michelangelo's driving... I know I'm not supposed to notice this shit, but come on, guys.
And then they just drive for, like, an hour, and they're, like, yelling about how they miss turns and things.
Well, that way they can extend the driving montage. They eventually get there. This looks almost identical to the infiltrating the Foot Clan shots, because they're just climbing up a wall.
Well, they...
Again?
They shoot up grappling hooks, and let's say you live on that roof, you're gonna notice when someone's shooting grappling hooks up there.
Especially if you're as paranoid as Bone Steel.
Although he seems to know that they're gonna come for it, so, because he has his plan, so. I mean, I guess he gets credit there.
I guess. And also he has all that acne equipment.
And then they yell, I love being a turtle for like the 100th time, doing something that anyone could do, not just turtles.
And then the vampires are on the ground. You can motherfucking fly! And instead of landing on the roof, you chose to land on the ground to watch the turtles climb up.
Yep.
That makes sense. Bone Steel's on the roof and he's playing music.
Hanging out.
Just waving a finger around.
He seems to be having fun.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
It's because he knows he's going to get one up on people.
Yeah. And then Vammy says the weirdest thing. Did you bring the fireworks of war?
Yes. It's in the coffin backpack.
Super weird. But sure, why not? And then Then the fucking vampires, like, the turtles jump out from above the roof onto Bone Steel's roof, and then the vampires bat fly up there, and then electricity turn into people.
Instead of just showing up behind Bone Steel, slitting his neck, taking the heart, and leaving.
Yeah.
They could have done all of that before the turtles got up there.
They could have done that at any point.
And then they could have been like, hey, the turtles are gonna show up, let's drink their blood, because I bet it's different than people blood, and maybe it's really good.
Bone Steel takes the heart and he just hucks it in the air and turns off the lights.
which is what was attached to his chair, apparently.
Yeah. It's got, like, one of those mad scientist switches, and then we get a shot of the light from the sewer turning off, because...
You know how roofs always have a bunch of lights on the top of them?
Yep. And then there's... It's still incredibly well lit, and then the turtles and the vampires are just kicking it around in circles until the little girl throws a match into the coffin box and shoots off a bunch of fireworks.
She doesn't even light any of them. She just throws a match into the pile of fireworks. And then the fireworks proceed to go off for the next, like, 6 minutes.
Yep. Instead of shooting randomly, they shoot pretty straight up.
Yeah. Yeah, they do all go straight up into the air like fireworks. Everything happens like it should.
So the fireworks exploding is 100% stock footage.
Oh, absolutely. Probably from, like, a 4th of July 15 years before this was filmed.
More than likely.
But that means they get to have a cool fight scene in strobey lights.
Yeah, with colors. It's super weird. Donatello spends a lot of time manhandling Michelangelo.
Claiming he thinks he's a vampire. I wouldn't even say a lot of time. I would say the entire time.
And then fucking Vammy finally tries to eat one of them. She tries to bite Venus, and Venus spins her off. And then,
I think by grabbing her nose.
Yeah. And then Venus throws a goo ball at her face.
And it's crazy effective.
Yep, it effectively blinds Vammy, and she's got gack in her hair. Can't fight with gack in your hair.
You absolutely cannot fight with gack in your hair.
She really looks like she won an award in a Nickelodeon thing.
Yeah, she's got a Kids' Choice Award just now.
The turtles reclaim the heart. Bonesteel has a net thrown over him. The turtles bail, and then
Bonesteel gets out of that net quite easily, though.
He does.
You know, it's his
own
net.
And then he tosses it and he tosses it over the vampires, and they collapse under its...
Under its weight, the weight of the net. I'm constantly collapsing under the weight of the net. The internet.
Excellent wordplay.
Mess with green, and it gets mean. That's where we're at now.
I think they yell some more. So Donatello throws the heart in a safe.
Because they have a safe.
All of a sudden. And Leonardo's musing. He's like, so what do we do now? And Donatello's just like, fucking nothing.
And then it's over. Just awkward close-up on Leo, and it ends there.
Yep. They don't know that she only has, like, 6 hours left to live, right?
Right? No, they don't. They don't know that.
They haven't exchanged any words with her, really.
No. So...
So, like, what does Donatello mean when he says, nothing, zilch?
I think he means that it's over?
He's just done?
Yeah.
He's not helping anymore?
Yep.
All right.
You know.
He is a big bag of dicks.
It's true.
So, nothing happened. Jake... Yeah. What was the most terrific part?
Fuck. What was the most terrific part, Sky? I would say it would probably be the part where they did the thing, you know?
I love that part.
And then they did the other thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Bonesteel wasn't too bad. He had several good plans. He disguised himself as a chair. He turned the electricity off. If he had known they would have fireworks, you know, maybe he could have come up with a different plan, but he did not know that. Maybe true. A hose to douse the fireworks. I want to say Bonesteel was the most turtle-rific part.
Okay.
What do you think?
I like the part where Venus was like, you know what? I've had enough.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck all of you. I'm going somewhere else.
Then she came right back. She was gone for like 22 minutes.
Well, Leonardo brought her back.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
She probably would have died in that fight, but whatever. She was still like, you know what? I don't need to take any of your nonsense. All of you suck at everything. I'm out.
That is true.
Yeah. I never thought I would like Venus this much.
But here we are.
Our lives are ever changing.
Evolving. We're not the person we were 24 weeks ago. I mean, people we were. We were never a person.
That's
true. We were two people.
Typically.
Usually. This time.
So yeah, so that's the episode.
We're so close to being done with this show.
Yep.
So exciting. Next week we find out if Vammy turns into goo or not, I guess.
I guess. Maybe that's why she was so dismayed by the goo ball hitting her in the face.
Because it was like a glimpse into her future.
Yeah. She yelled for shampoo after it happened because she didn't want goo in her hair.
It's true. You can't shampoo out goo, though. You gotta freeze it out.
Or olive oil.
Peanut butter. You gotta cut that out. Chewing gum's gotta be chewed out.
I just seem to have mashed more hair into it.
So that's that show.
Yeah,
we did it again.
We did.
We've done it.
Woo! So you can follow the show at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end on the Twitters. You can email us at popculturefailure@gmail.com, and I am at Sandwich Surplus on the Twitters.
I'm at Midwest Love Affair on Twitter. Also, leave us a review on iTunes, because with the iOS 11 update, it's very apparent that we don't have enough reviews. The 0.0 out of 5 is real big now. They've really made it easy to tell how highly rated a podcast is. And ours isn't now because they've added that. I can't just go around claiming it's a 5-star podcast anymore.
You can say it was a 5-star podcast.
Yeah.
And it's not a 5-star podcast.
Well, it kind of is. I mean, it has 2 5-star reviews, but that's not enough for them to...
acknowledge it?
Acknowledge it, yeah.
I think you need like 5.
Ugh.
Or something. I don't know.
Let's each write a review, and then we just need one other person to do it. I'll write it for you. What a good podcast. There. Just type that in.
I'll everyone. Do it.
All right.
So thank you very much for listening. We will see you next week with part 4 of Unchain My Heart.
Bum, bum, bum.
I wish that it had a cooler title, because it's the last real episode of the show. The one after that will be a clip show.
This guy's going to make a clip show of all of the episodes we did.
Probably not going to do that.
Yeah, he's going to do it. He told me. He said he's going to pretend on the podcast like he doesn't want to do it, but he's really going to do it. And that if he doesn't do it, you should all be really mad at him.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like me.
How much of what I just said is going to get edited out?
I guess we'll see.
Ah.
But thanks very much for listening, guys. We will see you next time.
Bye. Turtles are on the scene. You mess with green and it's gonna get mean. Ninja turtles are on the scene. You mess with green and it's gonna get mean. Yeah. Boop, 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 boop. We're fantastic. Always fantastic. That's how it goes, right? Do you want me to get a pickle and eat it into the microphone?
Christ on the cross. I do not, in fact, want that. Because gross. Super, super fucking gross.
Should we get an ASMR? Podcast guy,
do you just want to talk really quietly?
We can whisper into it like this.
Make shit real uncomfortable for
cereal
everyone.
Cereal into it and rice into it.
Got to get way up on the mic.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just not right.
It's real sexy for everyone. You mean to do? People like tapping.
Do they?
Yeah, that's one of them. Do we have any packaging we can crinkle?
Ugh. Look, it's all gross. All of that is gross.
I listened to the first episode again to see how far we'd come.
Yep.
You're so quiet in it, you can't hear you.
I wasn't near enough to the microphone.
Very obviously.
Yeah. That's why I started using the screens, so I know how close I need to be.
Just put your mouth on.
Right up on there.
I think there's an outtake in every episode where I say, just put your mouth on the microphone.
That does sound like you.
Yeah.